We're going to move next to Regulation 2024-01, Candidate Security Draft, Final Rule, and Explanation and Justification. Mr. Lipchak is back with us. Thank you very much, sir. If you could give us a brief presentation about this item that's in front of us.
Thank you, Chairman. Before you is Agenda Document 2440A, a draft final rule and explanation and justification regarding the Commission's amendment to its regulations on the use of campaign funds to pay for security measures for federal candidates and office holders. These final rules will codify several Commission advisory opinions that authorize the use of campaign funds to pay for certain security measures and address additional issues raised in those advisory opinions. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lipchak. Colleagues, any questions for OGC or comments anyone wants to make? Not, I'll just say thank you to Mr. Lipchak for all of your work on this over what's been about a year, I think, that we got this initiative started. I really appreciate policy's great work. Thank all the commissioners who worked on this, Commissioner Broussard on the Regulations Committee, and also thank all the commenters from party committees, public interest groups, members of the public, members of Congress. Commissioner Dickerson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just very briefly, I want to thank the chairman and Commissioner Broussard for their leadership on this. Honestly, less about the substance of the rule than about, this is what good government looks like. We have a series of advisory opinions that accrete over years. The rule is familiar to insiders who are expert in these things. It's applied on a daily basis by campaigns that are well advised, but the regulations themselves don't reflect the state of the law. And I think this sort of like good government action where we take the understanding of the law that's already built up, that's already understood, that is unambiguous, and place it into the regulations book is good for notice. It fulfills this agency's responsibility to encourage voluntary compliance with the law. It's this sort of thing that I think improves confidence in government. So I'm very grateful for that effort from that larger, more holistic standpoint.
Thank you. Maybe an appropriate motion then? Commissioner Lindenbaum.
I do just want to add my thanks from the D side, I guess, since my Republican colleagues have all spoken on this. This was a really great work by the chairman and Commissioner Broussard. And this moved pretty quickly. And that's because of them and their leadership on pushing this through. And it seems quite timely now, but this was actually started earlier. So it's because of their work that we're actually at this point now. This is a critical issue. It's unfortunate that so many candidates, office holders, their family, and even their staffs are under threat. This isn't a new issue. It has been happening for quite a while. And while this is, largely outside the commission's jurisdiction, unfortunately, the only thing we can do, and the one small thing we can do, is to give these candidates, office holders, and their families and staff the ability to actually use funds to pay for them. So thank you.
Thank you. Let me turn over to Commissioner Traynor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In Reg 2024-01, Candidate Security, I would move the adoption of Agenda Document 24-40-A.
Thank you very much, Commissioner Traynor. Colleagues, any debate on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, that motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much to Mr. Lipchak and the entire policy division.